HKX.
MUF.
NXY.
David, hope you're enjoying that first cup of coffee. KO4HKX.
Sure am. I'm sipping on it right now.
David, KO4MUF.
Good to hear y'all guys out there this morning.
Be heard this morning.
A little better today.
Feeling a little better this morning, thankfully.
Well, y'all go ahead, pick it up. I'll get back to my cup of coffee. KF4NXY.
I'll just join in the conversation. We're just talking anyway. KF4MUF.
I'll be hanging around.
So you said you're the youngest of eight, I believe it was?
12.
Okay. Sorry. That's a pretty good-sized family. Something kind of unusual anymore.
You know, I'll be 60 this year, so, you know, we're the last of a bunch. So, you know, because they don't do that no more. And, you know, there's still 10 of us going. We've lost two girls so far, but there's still 10 of us around.
It was just two of us, and now I'm the only one left.
Turned out from Michigan to up here in the Carolinas to most of them still down in Florida.
Originally, where are your family's from?
We originated. That's where we were from. My dad was from West Virginia. My mom's from Alabama, you know, and, but, yeah, we were all born and raised down there.
Here in Liberty, what was it, a year now?
And, just over a year and a half in Liberty. Been up here for, December 14th was starting my third year.
South Carolina, or upstate South Carolina.
I think it was God's will. We were, got some friends of ours lives up in Bavard, and they mentioned Pickens County. And we went on just messing around online. My wife did, and she goes, hey, Pickens County's looking for, you know, a big operator. And I was an inspector down in Florida. As, you know, and I said, well, I'll go run some equipment and put an app in and did an interview and came to work.
Funny how things work out, isn't it?
Move too, Patrick, but, you know, we were like, let's wait till the spring, you know, when it's better weather and so on and so forth. And the good Lord went, no, we're going to do this now. About a month, I moved from Florida up here.
KO4HKX, wasting no time in that decision, was it?
I don't regret any of it. You know, I work with some Yahoos here in Pickens County, but otherwise, you know, I don't regret moving up here at all, man. I've met some good folks. We love the weather and just the foothills and stuff, man. It's been very enjoyable.
I can see that. Like I said, I've born here in Brevard, but I've moved away because of my parents a couple times, but always ended up back here. And after I was old enough to be out on my own, I have chosen not to leave. So maybe one day, but have no plans in the foreseeable future.
You know, my hometown, all that, you know, all that New York, New Jersey, big money stuff moved in down there. It just became where it was unbearable. And the politics of trying to be an inspector, you know, was just unreal, and it was just time for us to go. It wasn't home anymore, and, you know, time for us to go.
I can see that, and you get into anything that, any kind of job with the government, any position, you got politics that come into it.
Exactly right, and that's why I don't need mine to be just an operator here. I've been all that high blue stuff for, you know, the superintendent, inspector, and all that stuff, but my heart lies pulling them levers, man. I just enjoy running equipment. Nobody bothers me, and it's just enjoyable. Stress relief.
I can completely understand. It's amazing how people can do that to you.
That's a God is knowledge, and I can offer it to these folks. You know, they're young, and they're still coming up, and I can help them out and stuff, so why not?
Good that you can do that, and good that most of them will take advantage of that.
Call me the old man, but I'm all good with that, you know, but it's good that, because I got a lot of experience, so it makes it fun.
I live out up in Brevard.
Osmond?
That's where my wife's from. I live on the other side of the county, but the property we bought is up that way.
I live up there, not too far, you know, in the Rosman, I guess it is. I call it a camp. It's a little mobile home up on about 2 acres back up in the woods. They come up there and visit it quite a bit, but that's where they got a place up there.
A lot of people got things like that up there. In wintertime, it's like the population is non-existent around the Brevard.
I can see that. They got around Liberty and Pickens, too, I can tell you that.
That way my entire life, wintertime rolls around, and there's not even a quarter of the population that is there during the summertime around.
Where I come from.
That used to be the way it was. Now there's so many people from New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, New Jersey, up that way, and a lot of them just have started staying. More of them have. It's not as bad as it, or not like it used to be, where they all went home in the wintertime. Now some of them have decided to stay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So that, but it's, I reckon it's all good, you know. These guys, I said, look, I didn't move up here to tell anybody what to do. The only thing I come up here to do is learn your grounds and learn, you know, the way you do things up here. You know, it's a new challenge for me, you know. So it's coming up here and learning your culture and your ways so I can adapt to that, not to bring mine up to you.
And that's wrong with sharing. You can't be pushy about it.
That's right, you know, and I agree with you 100% on that. I don't do that, man. I don't try to push any kind of ways.
Worked at the Ford place in Hendersonville. There was a guy from upstate Michigan. He was always, that's not the way we did it back home. That's not how we done it. That's not how we did it. I mean, that's all you ever heard. People got tired of that pretty quick.
Get old, Patrick. That would get old. Well, you know, I never do that. I never go, you know, that ain't the way we do it. I have looked at them and said, the crap you're doing right here, you wouldn't have got away with as me as an inspector. I can promise you that.
Look at it as that's how we learn, is by bringing outside knowledge in and looking, getting a different way of looking at things. So I enjoy learning different things from different people. Like I said, I just when it's every time, yeah, it gets a little old then.
But you know, when you're called a floor idiot and a effing Yankee and some stuff like that, you know, that gets old too.
Need for that? No need for that mess. Never seen the point in it, but the name calling thing, I just don't get it.
You know, and I agree with you, there's no sense in that. But you know what? I wasn't a local, so that was the biggest issue.
Big argument up around the house between the locals and the people that have moved in. It's a constant fight. I'm on a couple of the Facebook groups for the Brevard area, and it is nonstop on there with that. Sometimes that's my entertainment in the afternoon, is just reading some of the stupid things people do to one another.
Yeah, but you ain't going to change that, you know. Again, if you're not from around here and you're not a local, they just don't want it. And I can see that when I was young. But, you know, the older you get, you like the diversity, and, you know, it's good to meet different people from different places. As long as they don't try to press their issues or their values and stuff on you.
Glad to have you. I've enjoyed meeting you.
Pastor Patrick, you know, and meeting Leon, and hopefully eventually I'll meet some more, but thank you very much.
So that we're going to try to get together right after Christmas. You're welcome to come if you are able, but I don't know. You said you had family coming in.
Supposedly do. We'll see. It ain't got here yet. But, yeah, send me a text or something to let me know where and when.
I was always thinking about picking on you about those old army limericks. I don't know if you ever heard them. When we'd be counting cadence and stuff, it'd be Jody got your girl and gone. I don't know if you've ever heard those.
David, yes, I have, and I am you are more than welcome to pick on me about that. I have been picked on a long time about that, but yes, I'm all good with that.
You're the first soul I've run across that was actually named Jody. that popped in my head with, man, I remember all those little songs from way back in the day. Anyway, y'all have a good morning. I'm doing something I hate to do. I'm sitting here right now, bills are for credit cards, so fun. KF4NXY.
Mr. David, anytime, man. That's all good. I enjoy that kind of rhetoric. It's a lot of fun to me. But, gentlemen, I'm going to say goodbye anyway this morning because I'm sitting here in the parking lot. So I'm going to get in here and see if we can get this day started. Mr. David, Mr. Patrick, both of you, it's always a pleasure chatting with you fellas. Y'all have a great morning and enjoy your day. May God bless you with his will. 7-3, I'll say see you later on your finals.
You have a great day also. Good to talk to you this morning, and I will definitely keep you informed about when and where. KO4HKX, 7-3.
Let me know when y'all trying to get together. Maybe we can get together with y'all too.
Well, David, we're talking about getting together up in Hendersonville, so it might be a little too far. I don't know.
Not too bad. We could, she's got a relative up there around Asheville, and I've kind of been wanting to go up that way and check out the Biltmore if my back's up to doing that much walking by then. But, you know, we'll see, you know, what can be done. You have a good morning, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
Have fun and enjoy writing those checks this morning. KO4HKX, you have a great day, David. 7-3, clear.